Vayter in Shas. We are in Chulin, Daf Samachal. Picking up on Samachal Beis by the bottom of the page. Very last line. Next part of the Mishnah. Simani Of Lo Ne'emru. When it comes to the Simanim of an Of, of a bird, of a chicken, it wasn't straight up mentioned in the Holy Torah. Psukim speak about which birds are kosher and which are not, but it doesn't say about Simanim. In fact, the Gemara Vilo. Really? He's saying it doesn't say it? Vatani, we learned any Braisa Nesher. It says one of the things that are mentioned in the list of what's not okay, not kosher birds, are the Nesher. Beep. Turn the page. Samech Aleph Amud Aleph. Ma Nesher Miyuchad She'en Lo Etzba Yisera V'Zefek V'En Kor Kivano Nikla V'Doris V'Ochel Tame Avkol Kayosibo Tame. So just like the Nesher, it's unique. It doesn't have an added toe, like in the back. V'Zefek the crop. And its gizzard can't be peeled, and it claws and eats. We know that it's not kosher. So to anything that's similar to the nesher like that is going to be not kosher as well. Rashi explains, just learn out from that. Just like the nesher, just mentioned as its tummy. We make a binyan out from it. Just like a nesher is something which doesn't have any simanim, and its tummy. So to anything that doesn't have one of these simanim are going to be considered like a nesher, and they're going to be tummy. And even an oaf that has one of these things, however, an oaf, a chicken, a bird, that has one of these simanim, they're going to be tahor. Certainly, we have two or three of them, or all of them, except for the ones that are specified, that's not going to be the case. So it is set out. It says, Gemara, Torin, what do you mean? What about Torin that are kosher? These are turtle doves that, and we say, Sheish lam etzbi yisera, they have the extra toe, vizefik, vizekor kornikov, vein dar samochin, tahorin, going to be tahor. Av kol kiyos bim tahorin. So is there anything that's similar to that is going to be kosher? This clearly seems to be going against. It's contradicting the Bryce's previous statement. The previous statement that a bird not listed in the Torah must have no kosher sign at all, like the nesher, in order to become to be non-kosher. But this one is telling the birds have all four to be kosher, just like the tahorin, in order for it to be that it's kosher. As Gemara, Marbai, Lonemar Perushan Midivri Torah, Ela Midivri Sofrim. The explanation of these signs wasn't said Midaraisa. It was only brought out Midirabanan. Rashi explains, it says Perushan, meaning that Lonis Pashu Simonim Mamish Betorah, Ela Midamanatorin, Betorin, Vahani Istu Behu, Umana Nesher. It was Darshan and expounded out from the rabbis, not something written explicitly. Tani Rabbi Chiya. It's not the Rabbana, it's just not written out explicitly. The Rabbana to expound and extrapolate it. Tani Rabbi Chiya. Of Haba B'Simon Echatar. A bird that comes with even one of these simanim is considered that it is kosher. Rashi says, Echad shel Tara Tahor, a kosher came in Baba Shtayim B'Shlosha. Vachi Yakebo Shenim Esa Barba Ksuv, unless it's as long as that one of 24 that explicitly stated that are not kosher. Fishain Domin the Nesher, because it's not compared to a Nesher, not similar to a Nesher when it has one of them. Nesher Delesli Klal Hu Delotechol. Nesher is, it's only birds like the Nesher, it says no kosher signs you can't eat. Haika Deslecha Techol, but if it has one of them, you can go and eat it. Vilelef mitar, and let's learn out from the tar and say the following. Ma tar and deika kulu arba, just like a tar, has all four of these simanim, makes it kosher. Av hachanami adika kulu arba, so you'd have to have, in order to be kosher, you have to have all four. You have all four, it's not kosher. This is one of imkain, if that's true, that all birds that are unlike a tar are going to be aser. Shar ofus tamei and dekasar achmana lamali. Why do I need the list of the other non-kosher birds that the Torah wrote? None of the listed birds have all four kosher signs, and therefore should automatically we should know they're not kosher. Since it's signed to write this list, we must learn out that as long as it has one, that it actually could be kosher. It says Rashi, none of those birds have all four. That 20 of them have three. Ba'oriv train, and Ba'oriv is two. Perhaps it was near Chad, and each of those have only one of them. So clearly, it's we don't learn that from the Torah, but we learn that from the Nesher that has to have at least one of them to be kosher. Okay, but let's learn out from them, from the chickens that the Torah explicitly lists as not kosher, that a bird is not considered kosher because of three. The mahosam tlas of lochlin, just like over there, comes out as three. When I let eat it, I've got tlas of lochlin. So, dude, every time there's going to be three, then we can't go out and not to eat it. Kosher can treat a chan. Certainly, if there's two siman or one siman, it's not going to be good enough. Imkain. Orev de kasar chamana lomali. If that's true, then why do I have to mention the word orev? Why is after the orev has only two kosher signs? Hasha de isle tlasa loachlinu. If even a bird that has three, we can't eat it. Disle treme boy, would you have to tell me that? Since the Torah decided to go into this area, it must be that's not true. Even if it's less than three or less than two, as long as there's one, it's going to be good enough, except for that list. Beep, turn the page. Samach Aleph from a base. Let's learn out from an Orev that any bird with only two signs is considered not kosher. Ma hosam trei lo, avkol trei lo, imkein, peres v'oznia, dekos v'achon alamid, why don't you need the peres v'oznia? Because they only have one of the simanim. Hashtadisli trei lo, achlin, if you can't even two, they say, Chad mi boy, would you have to tell him about the one? But it did say it. Aye, says the Gemara. Vinig mari peres v'oznia, listen enough from the peres v'oznia, that any bird with only one is not kosher. Imkein nesher, dekos v'achon alamid, why do I have to write the nesher? Hashtadisli chad lo, achlin, and if even one is no good, Leslie Klau, my boy, would you ever have to tell me if you have none? Obviously, it'd be us, sir. Elanesha, the Leslie Klau, who the loch great techal? Had the Isle Chad, Achal, so it must be the only that one that has nothing, you can't eat it, but if it has one, then it would be okay to eat it, be kosher. So Gemara now asks, okay, so we're learning out from Nesher. The Ella, time is the cause of the Rachman of Nesher, is the reason why we know that if it doesn't have any simanim, that it's going to be kosher, it's going to be not kosher. We learn from the Nesher. Rashi says, Mishum hachi kimlehu, the siman echatar, that even one siman is going to be kosher. Halavach yehava mina leith mipes v'oznia. And if not for that limit of the Nesher, then I would have thought, I'd learn out from a peres and oznia, that a bird with one kosher sign is not kosher. But how could that be? Hava leith peres v'oznia shtik suma boim kechad. You have the peres and the oznia. These are two separate animals that each have one siman. That's known as two ideas that come to teach you the same idea. If you have two ideas teaching the same concept, then clearly we don't learn from it to other things. You normally have a binyan av, is one thing says something, we learn it everywhere else. But if you have two, then it means explicitly them and nothing else. Rashi says, Diba chad siman asi la uruyu ulamelef mine de tamay. We learned the other one from it. So it must be that we wouldn't have thought that it's going to be one would be no good. So you don't really need one from the Nesher. It's a Gemara Gemara. We have a tradition. The Ikar Bahai, Leka Bahai. The kosher sign that's found in the Paris is not the one that's found in the Oznio. The Ikar Bahai, Leka Bahai, they don't have the same kosher sign. So the mention of the Paris and the Oznio are not two psukim that come to tell you the same thing. Therefore, if the Nesher hadn't been mentioned, I would have learned out from the case of Paris and Ozzy that any bird with only one kosher sign is not kosher. But we know from the Nesher that it is. Says Gemara Mechti, let's break this down. Esim Barba Ofos Tameim Havu, there are 24 types of non-kosher birds that are mentioned in the Torah and 23 of some kosher signs. E. Efshar dechad deika bahana chaleka bahani. It's impossible to assume that one kosher sign that is in each of these, meaning the peres v'oznia, is not also in one of those other birds, right? 20 of the birds on the Torah's list have three kosher signs, and the orev is two. If you want to say, if let's say the peres has an adito, then we were going to assume that at least one other bird in the Torah's list also has an aditone. If it's an oznia or a crop, then we're going to assume that another non-kosher bird shares the same idea. Then you're going to have two psukim, which are teaching the same din. Right? And they can't teach that their law, their din, in reference to other areas. So, why did the Torah have to say the nesher? Gemir, the answer is, we have a tradition. Esim barba ofus tamein, there are 24 types of tummy things. Varbaim, the four simanim. Talasa hadribikula, three of the kosher signs are found on 23 of them. The Nesher has no kosher signs at all. The other 23 birds have something. Esther Mehem Shlosha Shlosha, 20 of these birds have three kosher signs, Utre Ba'orif, and two of these three signs are found in the Orif, Chad Beperis, one in the Paris, Chad Ba'oznia, one in the Oznia. The Isabah Lesabah, but the kosher sign that's found in the Paris is not in the Oznia. And not only that, but one of these two birds has a sign that's among the three signs shared by the rest, but the others, right, the Paris of the others, has the fourth kosher sign that none of the others have. So the Torah is taught only once that a bird with this fourth sign is non-kosher. You might have thought we should learn from this bird that any bird with that particular kosher sign, but no other kosher sign, is not kosher. Because therefore it says the Nesher. Nesher, the less the klal, who the lo techo. It doesn't have any, that one you don't eat. Ha'ikud the isli chad echo. But if it has one, then you don't eat it. You do eat it. Okay. Ela Torah, the kosachman alumli. Then why did the Torah have to teach us the din of the Torah, which have all four kosher signs? Right? They have all four that they're kosher birds. Once we learn that even one is good enough, then that should be fine. Rashi says, Hova lami nayu yalfina. We're not learning from it to teach us about kosher birds. Vila gufayev is coming to tell me that it itself is kosher. It's tzricha. We don't have to tell us that. To ha'ap filu simen echatar, even one simen is going to be good enough, right? We learn from the nesha that has none, which means even one is going to be good enough. Amrav okfa bar chama le karban. The Torah is specified only to teach us that it's kosher to be brought as a sacrifice, as a korban. The Torah never says straight up that Torah are kosher, but mentions repeatedly that they're okay to be brought as a korban. And the reason for this is not for us to learn out that they're kosher, because that we can know from the fact even one is going to be good enough. It's going to teach us only Torah, which are young pigeons, which are mentioned together with them. Torah is not a young pigeon, it's a turtle dove. But the Torah Uben Yonah, right, things that are mentioned with it, are able to be brought in the karban as a on the mizbeach, but no other birds, the kosher or not kosher, is going to be ro'i for this, can be brought for such a thing. Amar Rav Nachman said, beep, turn the page. Hayu baki behen ubishmoseihem. If someone is an expert in knowing the person of Oznia and identifying all the birds that go, you know, by their names. She says, Paris Oznia, Redem, Mi Kari, Paris Oznia. You know which one is which? He knows which birds are the primary species. The Torah calls a Paris and Oznia. He also knows every other bird that people call to a Paris and Oznia. Ofa Baba Simen Echad. Then the din is that any bird that comes before him that is one simen of the kosher bird, but it's not the other ones, and he knows it's not a Paris and Oznia, Tahor, it's going to be Tahor. Lawyer, Bucky Ben, we should say, but if he's not an expert in them, the Persa and the Oznia, and the other birds, you know, called identifying all the birds that go by their name, the Simen Echatame, then a bird that comes in form with one Simen, you have to assume maybe it's a Persa and Oznia, it's going to be Tahor. If it's two Simen, it's going to be Tahor. Vushi Yakir Oriv, that's assuming he recognizes an Oriv. He knows what an Oriv looks like. In fact, the Gemara, really, that's enough. Oriv is too low. It's enough for them to recognize an Oriv and no other type of bird. There's no other kosher animal that has two kosher signs. Vatanya, Oriv, ze Oriv. When it says Oriv, the non-kosher birds, this is talking about the normal Oriv that we're used to, of the raven, crow. Lemino, when it says of its kind, it means that certain birds that are similar to the Oriv are going to be not kosher. What's that talking about? It says, Eis kol Oriv lemino. But there's a Omer Lahavi, it says, Azarzir is coming to include the Zarzir, which has the same number of kosher signs as the Oriv. It's coming to include it to be not kosher. Omer Lulurbi Liazav, hello, Anshik Far Tamarta, Shibihuda, Ochlam Nasan. Don't these group of people actually eat them? Meshisham Zephyr, because that has a crop. Amalahem said back, Afin, Asidin Litin, Asadin. They're going to get a din for going ahead and eating this, right? He says that, it's considered an Oriv and it's not kosher, even though the signs are different than those of an Oriv. For Acher, Lemino, Lahavi, Sununis, Levana. Lemino is coming to include the white Sununis, which is the same number of kosher signs as the Orif, and it's telling you it's not kosher. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Says Rabbi Eliezer. Amar lo, they said to him, Ba'alo, Anshe Galil, Elion Ochlosa, don't they eat them? Mepnei Shekor Kavano and Niklaf, because his gizzard can be peeled. Amalev, he says back, Afim Asin Litin is a din. They are going to eventually go ahead to take din on this. But it comes out, Kum Tachoyis from the Braisa, that besides the regular Orif, there's other non-kosher birds that have two kosher signs each. Sakar Nachman Mater, a person who recognizes only the Orif to eat this unknown bird that has two signs. Hello Orif, V'chol Min Orif. The Gemara says, Inachinami. They have to know an Orif and anything which falls under the category which is similar to an Orif. Any type, a category of birds that are of the type of an Orif. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.